The In Deep show is for people over the age of 18.
So if you are not at least 18 years old, you will get in trouble, not them.
Hey, wait, we're not 18.
We better get out of here.
You are down in deep.
This is deep. Do you smell it? Because I smell it.
Everything I do is gonna be funky from now on, yeah.
Because I can smell it, it's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep. This is deep, but I'm going deep. I'm going deep, 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 deep.
You are down in deep.
I'm going deep, deep, deep.
You are down in deep.
Because I can smell it, it's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go.
Welcome back to the In Deep Show. I am your man, Big B, rocking out with you. Look, I promise y'all on the last show, we'll be right back. And look, we're right back. I'm trying to tell you, walk with me, talk with me. As I said before, I am your man, Big B. If you don't know where you are, you have tuned into the In Deep Show. We thank you for that. When I say we, that means I rock out with my crew every week. You know, except for a few weeks ago when I rocked out by myself. Or.
We're not. Okay.
Or when we just don't rock out, period. But what I'm saying, when I rock out, I'm talking about when we rock out. Yeah, here we go.
Gotcha.
All right, in case you want to know who those other voices are, my crew today is the doctor.
What's up, y'all? Y'all know how we do it. I'm here this week, rocking out over everybody else.
Glad for that disclaimer. I would like everyone at this point to stand to their feet and all hail the queen.
Ayo. No, I'm kidding. Hi, guys. What's up?
There's no one here to steal your...
I know, right?
Steal your stilo today.
Well, see, it was great because you went to me, you know. Well, so I can say hola.
It's hard. It's hard when you do royalty. You know, you do the queen and you know. So I tried to do that.
I miss my boot cakes.
And we have with us today...
Hi, Drew.
Y'all have heard her on a couple Ride With Me episodes. We have Miss Oni with us today.
Hey, Deepsters.
All right.
That was cute.
Oni One Kenobi.
And the show begins. All right, so let's get right into it. How was everyone's weekend?
Oh, man, let me tell y'all, man. Lord. Okay.
You ain't do nothing. Stop playing.
Hey, I'm getting ready to tell you something. Okay. It wasn't nothing real big.
Oh, okay.
But it was a little out of the ordinary.
Oh. Right. You went outside? Right.
Yeah, I did.
See?
Which one?
Oh.
The dog.
No. But check it out. Let me finish. Let me start.
Okay.
All right. Kayla, they had something at the recreation center up at their school, right? It was like for a couple of hours just to get them out the house, you know, get them moving around and everything. I like that. You know, so all I had to do was drop her off and come back and pick her up. Okay. I came back at 1 o'clock. I dropped her off at 11, came back at 1. That was the time my wife told me that it was going to be over. It was over at 2, right? So they were in the gym, and they were on like one half of the court, right? So they were doing their little thing down there, right? So it was me and another guy came to pick up his daughter. So we ain't had nothing to do. So, you know, they had the basketball just sitting in the middle. All right. So we ain't had nothing else to do. So we picked up the ball and started shooting around on the other half of the court. Now, you know how sometimes when you shoot the ball, Brian, that jump might hit the rim and bam, go all the way down the other end of the court. So, yeah, a couple times I had to go run down there to get the damn ball, right? So it was all right then. But... What I had forgot was I drunk a few beers before I went to pick Kayla.
Oh, that's great.
I know.
Don't Sunday hope nobody morning. From CPS is listening.
Huh?
I said I hope nobody from CPS. Okay. Sorry.
I walked to the recreation center and walked her back home.
Okay. Oh. Well, it's all good then.
This you walked. Wait.
Why can't you let him cook?
Wait a goddamn
minute. Yeah, I'm cooking
stuff. Hold on. Listen here.
Oh, Lord.
We on the Indeep Show.
It's funny that you play Curtis Blow, too.
We on the Indeep Show. We try our best to bring to you, you know, views of life as we see it. You know, we try to be as straightforward in reporting to you our travels of life and just the way we see things. But what we are not going to do on this show is we're going to come out here and just flat out tell boldface. Like, we know Doc's diagnosis has its curveball or three. That's we're going to come out here and just bold. You ain't walk.
Nigga, I walked to my truck.
Exactly. There you go. I was about to say, you ain't walk no further than to the curb to put the trash out.
Queen scared me with those letters, though. I was like, oh, shit. Right. But anyway, man, camp Sunday morning. Oh, Lord. Kayla usually gets up after me, like around 7 o'clock, right? So when I hear upstairs, she be like, good morning, Daddy. I be like, good morning, Pookie. I be like, you want some breakfast? She be like, yeah. I be like, all right, I'm going to be up there. I went to get up. I took a couple of steps. I was like, oh, shit. Oh, this shit here bad, dog. I thought I was fucking...
For those of you watching on News Channel 8, he is referencing his hip region.
Man, I was on the thighs, too, goddamn it.
Okay.
Anyway, man, I would have climbed up some steps, man. I was like, oh, I mean, everything that I used Saturday, I've never, it wasn't like I played in a fucking game. It wasn't like we were running up that. I chased the ball up down the court like 3 times. Because, you know, it hit the rim, bang. But I was getting, it was coming back though, dog. That shit was coming out. Whop, scoop. Yeah.
Wop.
Yeah. Wop, scoop, bop. Yeah, okay. Those are the sound effects of the ball going through the hoop.
Yeah. Now, usually on well,
yes, yeah.
I won't mess up the fly. And anybody else we can? I was going to interject.
Can I just, I know you do like really labor intensive stuff like every day.
Mm-hmm.
So how
different set of running
like 30 minutes of
no total different set of muscles.
No okay. Shit.
I can attest to that 1,000%.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
And you know what? Like when I went to take my physical like a year back, right? I'm it's time
you
for that.
Slid that envelope.
Right. I'm like, wait a minute.
You slid her that envelope.
And you just laughed at you. You just said have a good time. But the doctor, he was like, do you do any physical, what did he say? He said something like, do you do any physical labor or do you work out? Do you work out?
I was 20 like, ounces at a time.
I said I work. I said that he said that's not a workout. The fuck, how would you know if you don't do what I do? You know, I wanted to say that.
Did you tell them what you did or what you do?
Well, see, it's easy to tell somebody what I do. But if you don't actually do it or you've never actually done it all day long, you cannot tell me what I do for a living is not a workout. I don't give a fuck.
I mean, yeah, you do it in like, you know, rain, snow.
It's not only that.
Sleet.
But you got to remember.
Heat.
You work the same muscles just over and over.
Yeah.
When you play ball, that's a
totally different,
different set of what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? And it's,
yeah,
like I said, exactly.
I forgot before I grabbed that ball.
Right.
But came Sunday morning. I'm like, ouch. She's like, Daddy, you coming? I said, I'm coming. Give me a minute.
Give me an extra 15.
You're gonna take, right. Give me a little more time, and I'm on the way. Hold on to the wall.
Oh, no.
But I made them. I made them pancakes, sausage, and eggs.
That's what's up.
Yummy.
Oh, hell, sausage with the S-H.
Sausage. Scrapple.
Yeah. I ain't had no
ladies, weekend?
can't do it.
Miss Oni?
I can.
I didn't do anything this weekend. I slept a lot of the weekend. I was exhausted.
Me too, because I couldn't sleep. Move.
I couldn't go anywhere.
I needed some sleep.
All right.
That's it? Okay. I mean, I didn't sleep, but what did I do? Friday, nothing. Saturday, I went out, did some brunch, which turned into drinks, which turned into some more drinks.
Yay.
You said it wasn't that the underlying outcome anyway?
I mean, sometimes no. Sometimes it's like, okay, we're going to go to brunch because we already had a lot to drink. But this brunch we went out to, shout out to Milk and Honey Cafe.
All right, let me stop the music. Let me stop the music one more time.
You know what?
We
no,
here
this
on
brunch,
the
you
show like to try
you
to bring
drink.
To you honest information.
Right, how about that? They don't have alcohol at the place I went to.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have taken a ride with the Queen to go get some stamps at the post office. And drinks were involved. I just don't see how you're going to go somewhere.
They didn't have any alcohol. You could get tea, water, juice.
Y'all pull that shit out your bras. What you do?
We were going to go across the parking lot, but we didn't want to like set them up. Because, I mean, seriously, you look around. It was like, we were like, wait a minute. Where'd they get those bottles from? Where'd they get those?
As she
people
wears
went
her
across the parking lot.
Civic vodka t-shirt, ladies and gentlemen.
Shout out to
they
the ladies.
Brought them back over to the Milk and Honey, huh?
Yeah. But we were like, okay, well, when we saw the first group, we were like, okay, well, they're over in the corner.
Like
we don't
want to
get them in
t-shirts.
Trouble, you know. So we were like, okay, maybe we shouldn't. And then I saw somebody else. I was like, what the? I was like, okay, this is rude. This is a setup.
Milk and Honey should be like, God damn.
Well, they're not. They're really technically, well, I guess they can have alcohol. They can't sell it.
Ew.
So it's like a BYOB situation.
Oh, okay.
You know, but I ain't want to be rude. But anyway, their food was delicious, so shout out to them.
Okay.
So anybody, y'all should, you know, in the area, they're in Beltsville. I mean, that area is a little congested and janky, but
I haven't been to Beltsville,
but it's really good. So, you know, I'll show y'all a picture.
Nice.
Okay. Yeah, that was pretty much it. After, then we left there and we went to Hook and Reel. The young is at the bar off the hook. But if you want to go and get like a good drink.
I heard that on the radio.
Yeah.
I like going to where hookers are real too.
Uh-huh. How about that?
Or hook and reel. Hook and reel.
God.
Yeah. But no, so we didn't go into D.C. We stayed in Maryland.
Oh, you trying to say, ain't no hookers in Maryland.
I don't know where they are, though.
Oh,
wait a minute.
A little bit different. There's hookers in D.C. There's tricks in Maryland.
Oh, right. I haven't seen anybody like walk around a little traffic circle you know, looking for people.
They're a little more disguised than Maryland,
right.
Huh?
Mm-hmm. Probably sitting
at
the bar.
They look like they're going to work.
Or sitting at the bar.
There's one in every neighborhood.
Right.
Just saying.
Just stand still. You know?
Okay.
Just saying. But yeah, that was it.
Well, sort of on Doc's note, my weekend. You know, I woke up with this epiphany.
Oh.
I woke up and I was like, you know, I'm going to get up and I'm going to make breakfast for my baby. We had some alone time. But at the same time I had that thought, I was like, you know what? I've been promised for myself I'm going to get my shit back together. So I said, no. Come on, wake up. We going for a walk.
No food for your baby? Just because you ain't want no food?
Oh, we walking. We working out.
That's rude.
So we got dressed. We got rather quickly. We got dressed.
Mm-hmm.
Headed out the door. I mean, you know, nice brisk, good pace. We're just, you know, getting it in. We're not strolling. Good walking. And about a mile and a half or so, maybe. You know, we get to our little point where we turn around. Last time we did this walk, we got caught in a freaking tornado.
Wow.
But this time was a beautiful day. And I'm thinking, you know, we get to our little stop point. And we do our stretching and everything. Boom, turn around, trucking on back. Nah, Miss Oni had a wild hair growing in her ass this Saturday.
Ah.
So she sees this nice unlevel hill. And she's like, let's run the hill.
Oh. Shoulder shrug.
Y'all don't know Miss Owen. She played soccer back in the day, you know.
Oh, okay.
You know, little high school, little collegiate level shit. You know?
Okay.
So, you know. And I've heard about me. You know, I played a little ball back in my days.
Right,
you know,
right. So.
I can't get shown up by another athlete. Even at 46, I cannot be shown up by another athlete.
Mm.
So I was like, you know, I tried to come up with a couple excuses. Like, nah, we got to get back because the dogs haven't eaten.
Right.
Those didn't work. So I said, all right, let's go.
Wait a minute. Was it on your mark and set go kind of situation?
No. We said we're going, we picked a number. We said, all right, we're going to knock that out.
Okay.
You know, she said 10. I said, okay, 3, let's go. All I'm going to tell you is this. We knocked it out.
We sure did.
No. Top to bottom, mm-hmm. 1, mm-hmm. 2, mm-hmm. 3.
That's what's up.
We knocked them out.
Yeah.
All right.
4 hours later, after I regained use of my legs.
Yeah, how about that?
Did she carry you back? How strong is your back?
Not that strong.
Okay.
Man, I'm trying to tell you. Doc, that's what I'm trying to tell you, man.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't do the physical stuff that I used to.
Right.
But I do a lot of walking at work.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
My legs was like, nah, bro.
Right.
This
right.
ain't walking. And that mile and a half back. Yeah.
Okay. Mm. Did you hit Uber X app and was like, pick me up on the corner of?
I swear I was trying. It's just.
See, it's always nice to have somebody to motivate you to do, you know, because I mean, it's like you do stuff you didn't even know you could do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You might feel it later and be sad and want an Advil or a Motrin or a Percocet.
Because while I was running up and down the court, I felt good. I was like, oh, shit.
Right.
You know what? But Sunday morning, it felt like a bone and shit that came out this morning. I said, God damn. I'm coming, Pookie. I'm coming. Yeah, I come. Man, I stood up. I took one step. I was like, this not how I felt. Sunday morning when I took a step. Then I had to climb up.
I also want to just let everybody know as a follow-up that I did not win this year's weight loss challenge at work.
What?
Last year I lost 10 pounds. This year I gained 1.2.
Okay, that's not too bad.
This year you had a concussion, so you weren't supposed to. So,
didn't I know, but
right.
Still,
that's not too bad.
That's not a reason.
Felt bad, but. The Rocky music is playing after I finish this drink on this show here.
Uh-huh.
Alcohol is done for a minute.
That's the last
how
one.
Long? What? How long? How long?
It's, look, she don't even
I'm
believe
not even
that.
Putting. No, I'm not putting a time limit on it.
Okay.
I have to earn my drinks, gotcha. Basically.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? So if I want a drink, I got to put it in during the week, during the day, whatever, to earn a drink.
You heard that?
That's what we're trying to do. That's what I'm trying to do.
Okay, that's what
but, you know, don't let people fool you like they don't change.
Oh, I mean, I.
Oh.
Okay. Sir. Okay. Ma'am.
I do drink.
I know you do. I've seen it. Yeah.
I just go to sleep. It's not good.
That's sleepy.
At least I don't fight.
You gotta maintain.
I get sleepy. Alcohol makes me sleepy.
You gotta fight through it or switch up on your beverage. Where's the Rocky music?
They're pros. These are pros right here. Now.
I know, right?
Don't try to hang with them.
I won't hang with you either.
Well, you know, beer is different, though. Mm-hmm. Here, take some of this.
No, thank you.
Oh, girl.
Good for you.
Don't do it to yourself.
Oh. I should put taco meat on your chest. Show them, Doc.
See, this will have you run up there. So have me run up down that damn court thinking I was Michael Jordan. Shit. Boy, I tell you, I would never ever do that shit again.
Oh, come on. You just, maybe you need to like stretch.
Keep
or
doing
something. Yeah, or do it more often.
Right. You're probably right, though, but I don't see the need to. Why?
Because it's fun. It's something different.
Oh, it's just different.
Exercise.
It's different when you wake up, can't walk.
Okay. All right. Well.
It wasn't that bad, though. It wasn't that bad.
You made it sound like it was some horrible shit.
It was painful.
Okay.
In the morning. I mean, but while I was doing it, I was like, oh. In the morning, it was like that, too.
So when you got home, though, you probably had like a couple more beers and then went to sleep.
When I got home, yeah, I took a shower and had a few more
beers. You know
what
I mean? So you didn't. You ain't even know.
The pain went away. Mm-hmm. Right. Uh-huh. There you go.
It wasn't even no pain yet.
Oh. Nope.
He ain't know.
Nope, I didn't.
Shower and a couple more beers. Mm-hmm. By a couple, I mean like
five. You
know,
five. That warm water, nine. You know, has a, mm-hmm. has an effect. It's kind of make you feel like, oh, shit, I can do it again.
Right. Not so much.
Not
okay. Well. Now you know.
And then my wife was like, "Boo, he said he can go to the store and just pick up a couple things and then do this and pick this and take trash out." And then I can't even steps. Oh boy. I'm like, sure, darling.
You did it?
Okay. I did it. And you know, I took my time though.
Your way.
You know. Like Burger King, goddammit. Is it Burger King my way?
Have it your way?
Yeah.
Sounds right. Good. I don't know.
It wasn't like I rushed to do it. Like, okay, I'm going to do it.
Well, I'll be back on Monday morning, but okay.
But I didn't feel that bad this morning, though. I thought I was going to. I still felt a little tweak, mm-hmm. but I was all right, though. I had no other choice. I'm like, yeah, well, hey. But once I got the move,
you were good.
I was good. Okay. Once the joints were lubricated and shit.
All right. Well, shall we start the show?
Let's do it.
Let's rock.
I'm going to do this one in honor of me and Doc.
Check this out, man. All this gym shit, running around for a scholarship, ain't even my style, man. I don't even know what the fuck I'm doing in this shit. Fuck up out of this shit.
Me play sports, don't place your bet. I'm not the type of guy to run up and down and break out in a sweat. I just make the words sound hip. I leave it up to James Fonda to take care of that physical fit shit. Nothing wrong with being overweight. Everything's straight, so long as my pockets ain't straight. I never participated in gym. I hated the thought to even have to take a loss to begin. They say health brings you longevity, but I'm not one for that extracurriculum activity. You might see the ox with a baseball hat. Won't see me on the field with no baseball bat. In case some nigga head got to get cracked. Other than that, I don't plan to run track. Picture me jogging for miles. Huh. Come on, kid, it's just not my style. I just talk to girls on the horn. You won't see the ock upstairs putting the butter on his pawns. Another athlete bites the dust. Another nigga from Egypt make Egyptian must. Picture me wearing pro kids. Running the full court, don't jump out your basket ass head. I just cool around the block and hold down the fort. Straight up and down, nigga, I'm not a good sport. Your soccer balls this way. The name is Ock in LA, not no motherfucking Pelé. Baseball's a sport I'm not with, so don't hand me no catches, Nick, cause I ain't catching shit. The only time I slide and run is after murder's done. I get ghosts before the homicide come, but that's a different subject. That's called games of death. When your man play Russian roulette while upset, he can't handle it, he wants to stop it. He grabs a hammer and cock it, but that's a whole different topic. I just throw my voice on plastic. You don't see me rising no arena, getting my ass kicked. Or better yet, boxing in some ring with gloves, talking about losing oxygen. You know the whole blaza, the ox saga. I'm quick to run your shit like a jogger. Huh, I don't carry no stop clock. I knock the J off a jock, so you can just call me Ock. Yeah, it's just that simple, son. All my spare time, I be racking bitches up at the Wimbledon. But I'm not one for tennis, nor breaking no sport records in the World Book of Guinness. I just cool around the block and hold down the fort. Straight up and down, nigga, I'm not a good sport. Jumping over fences don't make sense, kid. On a hot day, you find me cooling on the benches. And you could ask me where the water's at, but don't come ask me to act like no motherfucking quarterback. Shoulder pads and helmets, yeah, right. Talking that hut one, hut two, hut three, height, sight. I'm poetic while dealing with the alphabetic, not athletic. Therefore, I don't sweat it. So you can keep your sports on hold. Fuck soccer, the shit that I kick. Yo, it's bound to go gold. I just cool around the block and hold down the floor.
fort. I just cool around the block and hold down the fort. I just cool around the block and hold down the fort. Straight up and down, nigga, I'm not a good sport.
Somebody should call a doctor.
I'm not a doctor, but I play one on TV.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
Good to be back. It's good to be back with the Hey Y'all, let y'all know what's going on, what's going up, what's going down around town.
Okay. I like that. No.
Yeah. It just came all the time. You didn't like
it. You're not gonna, he's not going to remember it.
Huh?
Write it down.
He's not going to remember it.
Oh, no, I'm not. But I said it that damn time. God damn it. Hey, y'all, check
what
this
up,
out.
What up, nigga?
There you go. Hey, y'all, check this out. This guy and his son. Okay, they were having an argument at a bus stop. They were having a real heated argument. Okay, and somebody called to the police and said that they thought it was a robbery going on. Okay, so the police got there and, you know, they calmed down the guy and his son and everything. And the guy happened to be Curtis Blow. Y'all remember Curtis Blow? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they calmed him down and everything. But after they calmed him down, Curtis Blow had a heart attack.
Oh,
he collapsed. He collapsed and everything. But being as though that the police was already there, I guess one of the police officers revived him and brought him back around. And Curtis Blow says, you know, despite what everybody's thinking about the police, you know, they saved my life. You know, they saved a black man's life. And I guess that's easy to say if the police were already there. I'm pretty sure they couldn't say, well, he's a black man. Don't let him.
Yeah, they could have.
No, they not.
Why was he
I mean, they may have if wasn't nobody around, but come on, I'm pretty sure it was people around at the time. And they couldn't just say, oh.
She had a great question.
What?
Why was he at the bus stop?
Well, I guess him and his son was arguing about something.
Standing at the bus stop sucking on the lollipop.
Once his kids pumping, it's hard to make a heart stop.
I'm just saying.
You say it's hard to make the heart stop.
Oh.
You see, black people, we don't... for us, shit just gets old. Things don't become classic. Things don't become vintage. So, like, rock and roll, you know, they hail... They're the people from the past. You know, we just say they whack and out of date. So yeah, you know, Curtis Blow don't hold shit to nowadays. These rappers and shit don't pay homage to him and, you know, uplift him and make sure he good and all that shit like they do the rock stars and stuff from the past.
So he doesn't have money for a car. That's what you mean.
Exactly. It'll be great help.
Oh, okay. No, that's where you were going with that, huh?
Nah.
So sad.
Come on.
So sad.
Hey,
they're always doing reunion tours and.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess you're right, though. Fat Boys. No.
You know what?
They're all right.
When was the last time they heard about a Fat Boy show? Probably when they were all alive.
They're all dead.
All of them dead?
All of them dead?
Not all
I thought it was
them.
Just one.
Gosh.
No?
Okay. There's only one member of Run DMC dead. They ain't played since.
I mean, no, they have played.
No, they have not.
Come on.
They have not. They said they will not ever play again.
Hmm. Well, they've been in the same place at least.
They've talked. They've had done interviews. They're not performing anymore.
Well, I mean, maybe that's a respect.
Absolutely.
Okay, that's different. Oh, okay.
I don't know, but if I need money, I'm...
Okay, really quick. So, this weekend, Saturday Night Live, Dave Chappelle, Tribe Called Quest.
Is it true, though?
They advertised it. Like, I saw it on TV.
I did, too. Oh, okay.
All right. I saw it on TV. So how do y'all think that's going to be?
Hold on. See.
Come on, man.
You got to break it down. I haven't heard of it. Just break it down.
No, I'm saying Tribe.
There's a whole bigger part to this whole thing. I mean, it's great.
Started Dave. Hello?
Yeah, I mean.
But I mean, that's not what
it's,
I was
It's great that
really
Dave is there. It's great that, I don't know how Tribe's going to pull this off with
that's
Fife
not
being
That's what
I'm
talking about.
But supposedly, the album is supposed to also drop at the same time.
Right.
Or a day before or after or that Tuesday, whatever. Right.
That's going to be weird.
I mean, that the presidential election should be like second place to this news here.
I'm telling you, Everybody's watching.
I just don't. I don't think everyone believes it.
I saw it because I watched the last episode of Saturday Night Live, and they showed Dave Chappelle featuring A Tribe Called Quest is supposed to do this weekend. Wow. You know.
Oh, okay.
Come right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm concerned.
Videotape it.
I'm concerned.
You said videotape it.
Okay, I mean DVR.
Okay.
Damn. All right.
Break dust up that VHS.
Dust off the beta over there.
What's the other one? Like you, I can't even think of it. The one that you buy it. TiVo? Is it TiVo? Does that still exist?
I don't think.
Yes,
I don't
TiVo.
Know.
You know what I'm talking about, though, right?
It don't exist.
Okay, well, it did.
That
before.
Shit went out right after Super TV.
I don't know what Super TV is.
That was this area's first cable.
Whatever.
It was like one.
Shout out to Drew.
Yeah, right. The Super TV.
Miss you, boo.
Yeah,
she had the Super Regular TV.
Super Regular.
That was a step up.
That was a play. That was a playoff of Super TV.
Ah. Never officially knew what it was, but
Super TV used to have a box and it just had one button and you would push it and you would go from that to whatever movie they were showing or whatever.
Oh, okay. Well.
Right. And that was it. And Super TV was doing all right until they had one little mishap back in the day. Their signal got crossed with Channel 9 News.
Mm.
And right around 11 o'clock is when they start their porn.
Ooh.
Oh.
Yikes.
Noise.
Yeah, so.
Wow.
People that tune in Channel 9 News got a little surprised that evening.
So was it Channel 9 News?
Mm-hmm.
It was literally the news, but
the wires got crossed.
All right.
And those watching Channel 9 picked up.
Sneak peek.
Some free, yeah.
That's what's up.
Wow.
Unscrambled?
Cool.
Where you didn't have to kind of guess
it
what they were
clear.
Doing?
It
Yay.
Was Yeah, it was a whole
oh,
show.
Man.
Now, that was a good thing about Super TV. If you went to the eyeball channels like 54, 53, somewhere in there,
okay.
You can pick up a scramble joint.
Right?
That
was
would
like,
sit
I
still
think that
for
was a minute.
For a minute, right. It's long enough for you
to you can see something.
That was somebody's butt.
Uh-huh.
Hold on, that's a titty. That's a titty. No, that's his nose. Okay.
Let me call it. Right. Hey, John, turn on 53 real quick.
Why is that, John? There's so many songs that they used to play during that broadcast. I know them all. That's so great.
Okay.
All right. Back to our regular schedule program.
Right. All right.
Sorry.
All right.
Sorry, Doc.
Our homeboy, Wale. Okay. Now, I haven't heard anything new from Wale for a while, but anyway. This man, he was supposed to do something in New York this summer. Okay, now these people paid Wale $25,000. Okay, they paid him like $12,500 in one increment they sent to him. And then they paid him another $12,500. And this boy ain't never showed up to the damn thing. So these people saying they want their money back. These people call Upfront and Personal Global, the promoters. They saying, man, the dude never showed up. We want our money back. Okay. Wale, they ain't never heard nothing from Wale since. You know, now Wale saying that's one of his ex-promoters. Well, one of his ex-managers' deals. You know, so I guess he's trying to put it on the ex-manager, saying the ex-manager, you know, got the 25.
Whose account was it deposited in?
Exactly.
Right?
It was deposited into, let me see. I don't have that information.
Okay. All right.
You don't hide them.
Well, let's just say it was Wale's account. Okay.
Yeah, that's what they're saying.
That's what
said.
That's
shit that I didn't write down.
That's what it was Wale's account.
I don't give it so much. You know, I go on those cheap sites. But that's all I got. But anyway, yeah, they look
your
for Wale. There you go. They saw Wale. Wale saying, look, I ain't getting the money. My ex-manager got the money. And
it seemed like it shouldn't be that hard to figure out.
Well, look.
Follow the account number. The routing number.
I'm going to do some more research. And I'm going to get back with y'all
right,
and let y'all
sure.
know.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
Like I usually do.
Right.
Okay. You know.
Yeah.
So yeah, if y'all know. How I usually do.
Right.
You know I'm going to get back to
sure,
you.
Sure, sure.
All right. Anyway, hey, this is a good little story right here. Check this out. This man and I don't think it was his wife. It was his girlfriend. They went to the swimming pool at night in the swimming pool in the back, you know, just chilling. You know, get a little. I don't know if they were having sex or anything, which they were in the swimming pool. And this alligator came from out of nowhere because I think it was like a fence and in the back is a lot of woods or whatever, but an alligator somehow got into the pool. Okay? So they saw the alligator in the pool, and the man jumps out. The man jumps out of the pool and leaves the woman in the pool. Right? Now this is what I hear. From what I hear, the guy, he extends his arm out once he gets out the pool. He extends his arm out to the girl, his girlfriend or whatever. But she didn't like go towards his arm. She like went away from his arm.
Because the goddamn alligator was swimming towards her.
That's what it was. You saw the video?
I saw the video.
Oh, okay.
That motherfucker, and I'm going to curse right now. That motherfucker did not extend an arm to her.
Oh, he didn't extend an arm?
He did not.
Okay. Wait a minute now.
He got his ass out the pool.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Queen's Diagnosis. Queen,
I'm just saying.
Break it down, Queen. No, because I didn't see the video. I tried to get it on my phone, but, you know, my battery, you know.
Your battery in that screen, it, like.
You know, I had a little bit of juice left, you know, from getting all this information that I have.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't see the video. Break it down, though.
Oh, you saw it, too, right?
I saw it, too. Uh-huh.
Okay, yeah, okay.
So I'm saying, like, you with me or you understand?
So, yeah, he jumped out. He didn't help. And then when she was backing up, the alligator was going toward her.
Oh, that's why she backed up away from his. Okay, okay.
She was swimming backward.
Okay, now, okay. Here.
Wait, hold on. She forgot the most important part. She had to get herself out of the pool.
Yeah, he didn't help.
And then he was like, oh, yeah,
girl.
He
jumped on the other side. He jumped out and he was on the other side.
Yeah, I forgot about you. Let me.
Sorry, behind.
Okay, now, having said that, with the relationship between you and Mr. Man, would it be over?
Over.
That's no contemplating.
He didn't save her.
You're not going to hear him out. Why? Maybe his hip or something was hurting. No.
He was chasing basketballs. No.
See, I'm going to tell you what the problem here is. Doc, if me and you are just like in an open field, no trees, no nothing that you can even see.
Okay.
And we see a lion. Okay. What you going to do?
Both of us see the lion?
Yeah, we both see the lion.
I know I'm dead, though.
What you going to do?
I'm going to say, Brian, man, run for it. If you already, I'm pretty sure your ass going to take off. I'm just saying, dog, man. Tell Sean.
KK, I love her.
There we go.
Because see, here's the important thing about survival. See, in the scenario with me and Doc, I don't have to outrun the lion. I have to outrun Doc. You see what I'm saying?
Terrible.
So she should have got her swim game up.
That's terrible.
She's still alive. Because,
no, because see, listen here. No, I'm going to give you another scenario. We've all been on an airplane, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What do the instructions clearly tell you if the masks are deployed, the oxygen masks are deployed? If you are traveling with children, what are you supposed to do?
You are supposed to put yours on first.
Because you have to help the weak or the ones that are not able.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm with my man. Let me get out the pool so I can.
But you know what, though? If he went back, like, automatically and, like, real fast, he was like, oh, my gosh, we both. Because, like, I think the way it was situated, correct me if I'm wrong, Oni, like, she couldn't really see, like, that it was coming.
Right.
And I think he did, and was kind of like a splash situation. And he was like, oh, I'm out. And she was like, wait, what? And it was like, oh. By that point, she had to, like, swim away. Mm-hmm. Like, good thing she's good with the backstroke. She had to, like, swim away from it.
Oh, she did the backstroke?
I mean,
she was, like, backpedaling in the water.
She was going backwards.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and she had to, you know, and then she was able to get out.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Well, maybe he knew that.
Did they euthanize the alligator?
We don't know that part.
We'll see. Goddamn.
He was in the wild.
No, he wasn't. He was on private property.
Yeah, no shit.
You pay rent at this point.
Well, I don't know what happened to the alligator.
Let him have been in my backyard. Big Bertha and her little sister had to have a talk with him.
Oh, man.
Poor alligator in the heights.
There would have been so much alligator meat in my pool.
I was
going
to say, yeah, you're going to have some alligator shoes.
No, it was in, like, Africa or South Africa or somewhere, wasn't it? Like,
I didn't know where it was.
Is that where it was?
It was something like where you know, it wasn't like it was Florida. Right.
Were they white people?
It looked like white people.
Well, let's get a round of applause to the fact that the white people didn't try to like pet the motherfucker and make it, you know,
make it a pet.
You know what I'm saying?
He was
out. Oh, look at him. He's so sweet. Mm-hmm. You know, oh my God. And then the dude would have had to tell the news, like, I don't understand why the alligator attacked. She was just trying to be nice.
I tried to save her. You didn't. So anyway, long story longer, we would not be together. Mm. Especially after I got home and I saw the news. Mm-hmm. Oh, no. You didn't even try
my life. Who the hell was videotaping this?
It was a security camera.
Oh, okay.
You know, it was like footage from like...
You know today's time. You had to ask these
questions. Yeah. Right, no, it was a footage from like a hotel. Okay. So, nah. Mm-mm, we ain't together.
Hotel?
Yeah.
This is at a hotel pool?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Well, this will now be called the Trump and Big B Towers.
Gross.
Oh, boy.
Mm-mm. Vote Trump.
Don't.
You know what? Okay. Don't ruin it.
I'm just saying, if I got part ownership, I might have to change my stance in life.
Oh, it wouldn't matter. Your shit would be like, they would close it in a couple months later anyways.
They said they're changing the names of the his properties to something like Zuri something. Because
he probably lost them in a bankruptcy.
No, they were saying something, you know, connected to his bid for the presidency or something.
I mean, I'm sure he has to take his name off of certain stuff anyway. Yeah. But a lot of stuff, from what I hear, he doesn't own anyway. Mm-hmm. His name is just being used.
He ain't paid for shit.
So. Anyway, I don't want to. That's too much time.
All the Mexicans put in all that hard.
Man, I was like, y'all ain't going to talk about the election. I was like, no. No, I don't know.
Maybe.
Oh, maybe.
Maybe my one finger too.
Yeah, how about that, right? Won't just be saying, too much time.
Nah. I'm like, I will say, I can't wait for November 9th. I'm like, please. I'm so tired of the political ads.
Right.
Whoever these bitches are in Virginia, I'm like, come on. I'm over them. Comstock and the other chick.
Mm. How about that?
Damn it. How but much airtime did y'all pay
I've
for?
I've never seen an election come to something like this. I mean, name calling and just
no, that's politics.
You don't remember.
I mean, come on now. When it comes to Donald
Trump.
Right. I'm like, come on.
They called him everything but a nigga on these commercials.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is
well,
this
I'm
is
talking
politics.
About when it comes to Donald Trump. I've never he doesn't have presidential you know credibility. I mean, I don't even understand why he's running. I don't even understand why people are voting for him. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Well,
have you ever heard anybody like Donald Trump that's running for president talk like that?
Not recently in my lifetime, but yes, there have been. I'm sorry. And the floor goes to... Hay una
mujer. This message is brought to you by Latinos for Hillary Clinton. Vote Clinton. She won't build walls.
I'm just saying. Well... Yeah, I mean, if you look back in the day, yeah, there are people just like him. He's gotten a lot of his...
Bush wasn't that bad.
No, Bush wasn't... Well, what I remember, I don't remember him being endorsed by the KKK. Mm-mm. I don't remember. I mean, maybe the militia people...
Just because one is openly endorsed and one is secretly endorsed.
But it's still different, though. Come on, because now they're
like they say the devil you know is better than the devil you don't know.
But still,
we
it's
found
still
out
different.
The hard way.
How did you find
about Bush and them?
What'd you find out that was like
once he got in office?
You want him back in office?
Once he got in office.
Do you want him back?
Well, first of all, he
no,
can't.
No, I'm saying if he, of course, we
if
know
it was
that.
A choice between Bush and
no,
Trump.
No, not choices. If you could vote him back in, would you?
First of all, I did not vote for him.
Okay, you just can't get to the simple answer to the question. Would you vote him back in?
I would vote yes. For him or Trump?
No,
yes, I would.
It's not an or. Would you vote Bush back in?
I can't answer that. I never voted for him.
I didn't ask if tomorrow's election was George Bush, would you vote for him?
No, I wouldn't.
Okay. And I think that probably should answer the question on... you know, for all that he's done, why you don't want him back in.
Well, I still think it would be different.
I understand all of that.
Well,
I was just trying to answer your question when you were asking me, why wouldn't I want him?
Well,
what did he do?
I'm just saying, I think it would be different because Bush at least had a different administration behind him. I'm not saying we still didn't go to war. I'm not saying, you know, all that shit didn't suck. But I think it's a different administration and different people. Because right now we have people that are like I was just explaining to y'all earlier, I was like, we have people hoping that Trump, they're going to vote for him, but they're going to hope he gets impeached or somebody takes him out just so they can have Mike Pence.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, why don't you just wait till 2020 and then you can vote Pence? Can we not, you know, like have you vote for him and God forbid he wins? That then we're gonna have to deal with 4 years of this man, and I'm gonna have to travel and go to other countries, and people gonna look at me like, "How did y'all do this?" Mm-hmm. And I'm not gonna lie, they did that when Bush was elected, but I don't think it didn't have the same disdain that I think it's gonna have if Trump gets elected. Like people thought we were crazy all over the world. So. I don't know.
And remember when he was getting ready to make a speech? Well, I think he was making a speech, and they rushed him off stage and everything. Yeah. I thought somebody was trying to shoot him. They were like, "Well, we don't know why they rushed him off."
They said somebody said something about having a gun, and nobody really.
But when I first saw it, that's the first thing that came to my mind.
Somebody trying to kill him before the election. But I mean, again, it's like if you want Mike Pence, how about you wait till 2020 and vote for him? Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I don't know.
We will see.
November 9th is going to be an interesting day. Because as we talked before, what are you going to do if it happens?
Cry.
Yeah.
Pray, okay. Cry.
We can't move like all the stars and shit move to Canada. Moving
anywhere.
Like, what difference
ain't nobody going nowhere.
Not moving.
Right. I know. That's bullshit.
Right. Ain't nobody moving nowhere. Shit. Unless you got a whole rack of money and you can get dual citizenship. Ain't nobody going nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It might be like a couple of us being like, okay, I'm going to go to Canada because it's closer and I can easily get
Clove
there.
Clove and Shirley, here we come.
Right.
Make some room downstairs in the basement.
Right. They're in Toronto, so they're close. English, too.
There you go. Hey,
so we're good.
Hey. Well, that concludes all our diagnosis. Like, this is not just mine tonight. Yeah, no, it's all good, though. Y'all stay tuned. We got some more coming up.
Doc.
Yes. Oh, here we go.
Damn, I'm so surprised. So, where are we on the Doc Wiley Smoke Watch?
Man,
uh-oh,
that's
serious.
That Bama got serious. He put the can down.
I'm serious. You know, serious. If I put the can down, I'm serious.
It's serious.
How long has it been since I told y'all? What, 2 months?
I feel like it's been longer than that. How long?
I don't even count anymore. I don't. It's been that. I haven't smoked. Since
I know,
to
I
y'all.
Can tell.
I mean, well, okay.
I hug you. I don't smell smoke.
You want to hug me again?
I'm okay. I hug you goodbye.
Hey,
now I don't want to put your personal out there, but I know. Can you? You think you can? Your great feats. You think you're gonna convince the queen? Not that queen. Yours.
No, I'm gonna tell you. I'm gonna.
Does that make it hard? Does it make it hard on you?
Oh no. I mean, it doesn't. You know, I mean, sometimes when I'm near when she's smoking, it does. You know, but I think Kayla would have a better chance of doing that than me. Because, you know, if she don't listen to shit I say, no way. You know, so you know what? What really topped it off is when my daughter said, "Daddy, I'm so proud of you."
Because
she all the time, she was like, "When are you going to stop smoking?" She was saying the same
thing. I remember
that. But see, Kayla's still at that good age where you can, like, use her for the setup.
Like, oh, like, so keep telling Kayla to talk.
Right. You should tell mom to stop smoking. That way, none of us in the house will smoke.
But you know what? That sounds good. But only thing I need Kayla not to do is to tell her mother that I said that.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. That's why you have to plant that seed, you know, nicely. You can't say, go tell mom.
Daddy said you should stop smoking.
Because first of all, you know they tape recorders.
Oh, but I should just wait till she's sleeping subliminally.
No. Just say shit like, you know, while you sitting there watching TV. Why you sitting there watch TV or something, whatever? Just randomly, just be like, man, that'd be cool if mom stopped smoking. Just say it out loud or whatever.
Okay,
she gonna pick
try
it up.
That.
She gonna pick that shit up.
I'm gonna try that.
No, rooms available here. Sir.
Oh, okay. All right. I was just asking.
The couch look comfortable. Right, the couch down here look comfortable.
I can work.
I mean, you not that big. So you can fit.
I'm compact.
You can fit right there.
Yeah. If I curl my feet up like this.
572 a month is yours.
Okay. This is your idea. I'm going to give it a shot.
We'll be right back, y'all.
If anyone has any rooms available,
Deep Show.
Ain't no talking when they talking, so shut the fuck up. The In Deep Show is on now.
Hi, this is Bobby Caldwell, and you're listening to The In Deep Show.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the In Deep Show. Thank you for listening and thank you for pushing play. We greatly appreciate you. Thank you for sharing the show. Shout out to Stone El Trible from Forget That Yo for sharing the show. We were having some Stitcher issues. Normally we're good, but for some reason it took them like damn near a week to put up that last show we did. I don't know why.
Stitcher or Google?
Stitcher. No, Google Play is on some shit. I should just go ahead and take us off of Google Play. They're on some shit because our episodes are really wonky on Google. I don't know why. I emailed them too, and they were like, oh, okay, well, I don't know what to tell you, dog. It's pretty much what they told me. Stitcher, it took me a couple emails and one email that was like, for the love of all that is holy, fix our shit. I mean, okay, I ain't say like those exact words, but it was, I mean, something like that. It was something like that. So anyway, thank you guys for hanging in there with us. We really appreciate you. So, you know, feedback@yahoo.com. So let's get into the little bit of feedback that we had. This is from Kmart. Kmart says, what will I do if Donald Trump is elected? 1, wake up. 2, pray. 3, take my ass to work. 4, mind my own damn business. Honestly, that's all I can do at this point. Ain't none of us moving to Canada or Mexico. Well, maybe, you know what? I'm smacky when I see you. Well, maybe Carmen San Diego. I mean, Queen. You know what? Okay. And it's Dora, for the record. But right now, we are fucked for the next 4 to 8. Anyways, it's good to have y'all back. I actually missed you guys. I hope Drew Baby comes back on from time to time. Kmart. P.S. Dallas, one of the few things B and I have agreed on lately. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to ask Oni that question real quick, but I also wanted to give a shout out to Jody Stokes. I don't know who you are. You're still an egg on Facebook or a little silhouette of a person on Facebook, but shout out to you for liking the In Deep Show. We greatly appreciate that. So before we move on to the next question, I want to ask Oni, you know, what will you do the next day if Donald Trump is elected?
I'd say number two, I'm going to be praying. I'm going to be praying that all hell doesn't break loose everywhere.
You're trying to say you hope it's not the purge?
I hope it is. I don't know. I'm thinking if he wins, people are going to walk around looking like zombies.
Oh my God! You saying it's gonna be the Walking Dead?
It's gonna be crazy. Yeah, it's gonna be the
people
walking
gonna be
dead.
Biting people
it's
and eating.
It's gonna be eating people, eating asses, eating eyeballs, eating everything. I'm serious. That's
oh. Well, hold on.
You better save that as a soundbite. I'm
might
just
be
saying.
Swaying my vote.
Vote Trump. Crazy. You get to eat an asshole. I think just that's what crazy. She just said.
I mean, I'm afraid if he wins, honestly. But like, I always hear the thing about, you know, picking one of the two, like, you know, worst people. Like, there's no, it's kind of a catch 22, him or Hillary. But if he wins, apocalypse, Walking Dead, so I'm gonna be praying that the zombies don't come and eat me.
Well, if it is, I am partially ready.
I'm like, you better start
my
the
sock
asshole.
Drawer is mean.
Oh, wait, what?
My sock drawer is mean.
Okay, we're talking about something totally different.
But
yes.
Tell us, baby, my sock drawer is mean.
Yeah. You be ready for the zombies.
Okay. The zombies and everybody. Okay. All right. Well,
what are y'all going to do? What are you going to do, Doc? What are you going
to
do?
You can listen to last show.
You know what I've said.
Doc,
I'm going to leave it up to the people.
Doc Basement.
You are the people. I'm going to
tell you. Huh?
You are the people.
I'm going to tell you like this. But the things this guy has said about blacks, Latinos, women, even if he is elected, I hate to say it and I keep saying it, but his days are going to be numbered. I mean, come on. People are not going to go for him being president of the United States. You know what I'm saying?
But black people ain't banding together to do shit yet. What makes him being elected? What makes that going band us together to form a movement to do anything?
Shit, let them cut out.
We
food
couldn't even
stamps
get together long and, enough to devise a plan to take him out if we wanted to.
You don't think so?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Man, I mean, you know something different.
You know, he's going to have to make a lot of speeches
different,
and
I mean,
shit outside.
I know you've been on this earth a little bit longer than me.
Uh-huh. Okay, I tell you what. If he's elected president, we'll see how many days he'll last. Oh. That's all I'm saying.
Oh. I just think that people are going to be more... people are going to have less couth. People are going to be so blatantly disrespectful. I think that... It, of course, is going to set us back like hundreds of years if he really does win. Because, I mean, granted, he does say things that a lot of us want to say or a lot of people probably feel, but they don't say. But it doesn't necessarily mean that it's appropriate. Mm-hmm. And so
you're saying less people are going to be politically correct?
Right. I think that because you've elected someone who can stand in and say, bomb them all, put up a wall, and, you know, the naughty, the nasty women, mm-hmm. just all of that, right? So if he is the model person, I mean, he's the president, not really the model, but if he is the president, he's elected the president, then that means enough people voted for him, cared enough to, you know, or were aligned with his views to vote him in. So, I mean, it's just the reality that some people are just going to probably have less couth, less tact, going to say things, going to be vulgar, it's going to be, like, really racist. We're going to have a lot of problems. I think we really will have a lot of problems.
There you go. And then there's always impeachment, too.
Yeah, I've heard that they said that they could try to, or President Obama would try to.
I mean, either way, though. Really? To be honest with you, though, even if Hillary gets elected, you know, there's a lot of Republicans not going to want her in there either.
Right.
So it's going to be interesting to see. But you know what? I think Hillary's going to win, though.
I hope so. If it has to come down to those two, I'd hope so.
Yeah, it might not be a landslide, but I think Hillary's going
to
win.
I mean, if you have to make a choice between lethal injection and the gas chamber, right. I mean.
You know, whatever. I just appreciate that it's a democracy and we actually have an opportunity to talk shit about, you know, these two candidates. And not just us. I mean, I'm saying the United States in general. Mm-hmm. And not necessarily get killed or lynched or kidnapped. or, you know, or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of other countries would not, we would not be able to have these type of conversations out in the open.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I do appreciate that about the country. You know, I mean, we got a lot of fucked up stuff about us, but I do like that we're able to do that. You know, so
Quinn, did you hear a story locally about the I think it was a hospital. I don't know if it was a hospital or a old folks home or whatever that had to ban political talk because the people were just getting too riled up and having heart attacks and shit.
Wow,
I can believe that this conversation. I can believe it. No, I didn't hear it, but I honestly could believe that could happen somewhere.
And, you know, I've actually heard a lot of people are having real mental disturbances about the election because they're saying what's going on is affecting them mentally and they can't do their jobs and all kinds of stuff like that. I mean, you know, not us.
They trying it.
Yeah. I mean, hey. Hey, that's what I'm in, and they're saying that it is a real physical, you know,
it's a problem.
Problem, yeah.
Well,
I don't know.
I just feel up like this. I'm like, people died for the right to vote, so I'm like, so no matter who you vote for, get out there and vote. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I would like for you to vote my way, but whatever, people still die for it. So if you decide to go left instead of right, that's cool.
There
but
you go.
Just get out there and vote.
That's right.
Tomorrow, it's it.
You know, it's funny. I thought I'd at least get one or two people that were sending some feedback, supporting, you know, like for the people I asked that were going to vote for Trump.
I'm trying to tell you, people are not verbal. Well, certain people are not verbal. Some people are like, this is who I like. This is what's up. You don't like it. I don't care. Right. And then some people are going to go in their booth, look behind them just to make sure nobody can see them and poke that dot, push that button, X that box or whatever.
Hey, Brian, you know what? I see a lot of Dallas Cowboy fans.
Wait a minute now.
Oh, boy.
Wait a minute now. Don't start no
Finish
stuff.
That statement.
I haven't finished.
Finish it. Come Jesus on, so we can move on Christ. To the question. Finish it.
What I was going to say before I was so rudely interrupted was, you know, a lot of Dallas Cowboy fans seem to be Donald Trump fans. I didn't say all of them. I said a lot of them.
What, you saw their
I've
ballots?
Seen them. I've seen them. They had their flags. And everything, they were at the Trump conventions,
okay.
And you know, hey, okay. It's just, there's a lot.
Well,
of
we're
them.
Gonna find out November 9th. We're gonna find out November 9th.
Mm-hmm.
What's up?
Because
I mean, we're gonna all wake up and it's gonna be a different day.
Yes.
So
yes,
all right. So let me move on to the actual question of the show today. So this is a question that I've seen on air like a couple of times, and by the second time, I was like, you know what? I'm gonna take this to the IDS crew and see what they think. What's up? You know, really, it's for like the guys first, and then I'm gonna ask you, young lady, Oni. I'm gonna ask you after. So the question is, would you guys take male birth control? And then I'm gonna ask you, would you trust a man to take it?
Hell
so would
yeah.
you guys take male birth control?
I would.
Knowing the side effects.
Wait a minute. What's the side effects?
Everything has a goddamn side effect. It's not as hard as Viagra or Cialis, but it's still, I mean, maybe you might get a little acne.
Nah,
maybe you might
I
get
just
a little
put on,
rooty.
Nah, I'd rather do the rubber. I'd rather do the condom. I don't need no side effects. No.
So you like it when, if you have to take Cialis down the line, I mean, Cialis is like, the side effects of that is like way worse, again, than taking male birth control. So
I thought so Cialis just, was to help you do the thing.
Yes, but I'm saying you might go blind. You may have a heart attack. You may have an erection for longer than 4 hours. I mean, but with male birth control, it might be like, you might get a little moody. You might have a little bit of acne. It might be like, you know, like those are really like just a gist. So,
right.
So if you can take male birth control and take a shot for, I forgot how many, months it was. So let's, I'm going to guess. But let's say, so you get one shot for 6 months and you good. But you got those side effects of the what I just said.
Okay, now, that means you can't get a woman pregnant?
Birth control, yes, right. That's birth what control, it means. Okay. I mean, but you know,
but I mean, you still can get.
But a disclaimer, I mean, even you sometimes it still might slip by, you know. So I'm saying, you know, whatever.
Yeah, but I'm talking about. I mean, you still can get diseases. You okay, can. I mean, this okay. This is just to keep the thing hard, right? No. So
birth
still,
control. We're just talking
birth control, meaning you can't get a woman pregnant,
right? But still. I mean, even if you can't get a woman pregnant, you still don't want to get anything not getting a woman pregnant.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? So if I'm going to put my condom on, I don't need that.
Would
shit.
You take male birth control?
I said it when you first. No. No. Okay. I don't need it. I'd be honest.
Well, I mean, no, not at your age. You probably don't.
I don't need it. I don't think I ever need it. Not at her age. But if I do need it, I would still. Yeah, I still, if I do need it, I would do that and then still put on a condom.
I think it's for me, it's a tale of two time periods. I think if I was in my early 20s, I would, I don't know, Doc, you remember back in the day when you know, old folks would eat the penis, say, you know.
Okay.
Man,
those on News Channel 8.
I
had the penis in his hand.
Okay. I would have a handful of them jokes.
Think about Cedric the Entertainer, how he always be
walking down the street like.
You know, jokes like Skittles. We got you.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, what if it was a shot?
If it's
just pull down your bright and give you a shot in your twanks. 6 months, you're good.
Yeah. If I was in my 20s. You know what I'm saying?
30s.
And then once I got to my 30s, then it will start having to depend upon where I was. Am I in a relationship that I want to be in? Am I in a good place? And I start making those decisions.
40s.
You know, 40s, nah.
50s.
50s, I give no fucks at this point.
You be good with another baby at 50?
I'm coming in public pools at 50.
Oh, wow.
That's different.
Oh, wow.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
It was zero fucks at 50.
All right, very well then.
Wow. All right.
I ain't going to be around to see the motherfucker turn 18.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm just kidding. These are jokes, people. It's a deep show. It's what we do here.
Oni, so I'm going to ask you. So you heard what they said. Would you trust a man to actually take birth control? I mean, if y'all were in a monogamous relationship, you know, he didn't have cooties, you didn't have cooties, and he wasn't, let's go all the way and say he wasn't going to go outside, you weren't going to go outside, but you weren't ready to be pregnant, would you trust him to get the shot or the pill every, I think it's like, I want to say 6 months?
Yeah, I trust it. I mean, because they trust us, right? Like, we had to be on birth control. So we have to take it daily or something, right? So I trust it. I'd probably set some kind of reminder, like, listen, did you go get that thing?
Thank you. Did you hear me say, can I speak for her?
Yeah, I would say,
because she going to be like,
because, you know.
She going to roll and be like, come on, wake up. What? You don't got work today. No. You got the doctor's appointment. We're on the way.
You
got
to go get that thing.
Damn. I'm going to go. Yeah, like,
you
got to
go get it.
You got to go get that
thing. I'm going to get up and eat some breakfast.
Your appointment is at 8:45.
I already started the car.
Car's warming up. Wow. Yeah. We're going to eat breakfast after I see them actually put that injection
exactly.
in your bowl.
You just
got to
have it done.
Okay. Well,
I see you.
Here we go, Carlos.
I don't see where there's a need for such birth control. I say, paint the planets.
God.
Are you una mujer?
I thought that was for church, but okay.
I know.
All right, just, well, that's your fault for that.
I keep saying
we don't go to church that often. I have to get it when I can.
Right. Okay, all right, very well.
It won't be the next week, don't worry.
Yeah. So I feel like at this age, I'd be okay with it, but I would be like you. I've already set my phone. 2017 on March the 15th. Mm-hmm. You supposed to go to your appointment at 10:45. We going together. Let me drive you. I should probably go in the room with you to hold your hand because I know you don't like shots. So let's go ahead and do that.
Jeez, it wasn't a pill.
Since you were in the room.
It wasn't a pill.
I couldn't remember if it was a pill or if it was a shot. I was just.
Yeah, yeah.
But I mean, I know it wasn't a daily.
Right.
It wasn't daily. Because I mean, come on. If it was daily, you know they would not.
No, they'd never remember take it. Queen, to take it.
Can I just go on record to say that on the morning of October 12th, I got 3 phone calls saying, you need to cancel your XM subscription. So, I know if it was some birth control shit. Yeah.
All right.
I'm just saying. All right. Well,
can't
wait to hear what you guys think. InDeepShow@yahoo.com or 202-750-1437. That is 202-750. Mark, what's the rest of it?
InDeep.
One idea.
Damn, she ain't even on the show every day for like 6 weeks.
We ain't been on this motherfucking
6 weeks, 6 months, 6 years. That's right. Okay, very well. And she knew. All right, that is really bad. No, but anyway, I'm just saying. So
not for
you know,
me.
No, it should be bad for you too.
Well, if okay. Okay. Yes, yes, I'm so sad.
Whatever. Anyway, so feedback, hit us up. Y'all know what's up. We can't wait to hear from you. You know he don't care. So I
zero.
It is just fun for me at this point.
Sorry, so. I'll care. Next.
I'm waiting for the moment in which it becomes fun.
I'm sorry.
I'm a kid next week.
I ain't sorry.
Let me do the card.
That'll get you out of this.
Okay.
Doctor.
Oh, let me see. Two fingers to us doing the show this week because I didn't know we were gonna do it. I'm glad we did.
Didn't know we weren't doing it last week.
Sorry, I argued.
Even though we announced
that's
it on
what
the
that
show.
Was. That's what that was. Okay. I don't remember shit before that. Like,
we know. That's why I said what I said.
Let me see. One finger. What? One finger.
You don't have to.
I don't think I have one. One finger to Gina not coming on the show because she always got to go to work. Her boss always asks her to work out before we got to do the show. Psych. It's like, Gina, we love you. We love you, girl.
Oh, okay. Wait a minute. What? Okay. I'm going to leave that. B, I'm going to let you cook on that.
Oh, that's how y'all going to do it.
I'm going to let you cook on
y'all
that.
Because
I'm just saying.
She's going to listen to it, no way.
No, I wasn't talking about her. I was talking about you. Anyway.
The 1 hour king.
Okay. Anywho. Sorry.
Oni.
I do two fingers first.
Whatever way you feel.
Well, two fingers to you guys for having me on the show. Thank you so much for the invitation. So nice, Deepsters. Thank you.
Why don't you tell the Deepsters all the shit you be saying, like, between shows?
Oh, I'd say feedback.
That's a whole nother show.
No, you don't.
I
not do.
I say it in his ear. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
It's
I was like,
whole
I
show call between the shows for me.
I'm going to call the number.
Or send an email. InDeepShow@yahoo.com or 202-750-MARK.
Idea? 176 something.
Okay, great.
I don't know.
She literally just said it. I literally just said it. 202-750 Oni.
One idea.
Thank you, ma'am.
No. Damn. You go, so stop coming over here. What happened? You
should have learned that by
she
now.
No, but I mean, I'm just saying. This is her first time on the show. She literally just said it.
Kicking out the computer again.
Okay, great. All right. Anyway, sorry.
And one finger to
hold up. Let her do her one finger.
People who put the I in team.
Oh, okay. Very well.
Queen.
All right. So I'd like to say one finger to the car buying process. Y'all motherfuckers out there is the reason why it took me 20 years to buy a car. I hate you. I hate you all. I don't even want to say the first dealership I went to, but I hate you. a fuck you, a fuck you. Yeah, I'm super cursy on this episode, but that's okay.
Fuck you.
But I will say, thank goodness, and I want to say that curse word and say look at God in the same sentence, but I will, because if I didn't wait, I wouldn't have got the deal I got from the other place.
Yay.
So, and the car I got. So I will say that. So that was my one finger. Two, thank you. Because no, seriously, that's how I feel. Oh, for real.
Let me say it again.
One more time.
Fuck you.
Okay, thank you. Let's see. So two fingers just to the sunshine. Because it's, you know, that falling back. It's helping everybody, you know, function on a Monday. And we all appreciate that. Thank you for the sunshine.
Well, all right.
All right.
Two fingers for our mothers and fathers and grandparents and everybody that came before us that laid it down for us to be able to wake up tomorrow morning, God be willing, with the opportunity to make a serious decision.
Amen.
That is going to impact our lives for the next at least 4 years.
God willing, the creek don't rise.
And so with that being said, people, get out there and make sure you vote. One finger in advance to, one finger in advance to all the people that are not going to vote, but are going to talk our heads off for the next 4 years about how shit is all fucked up out here.
Ooh, and, no, you don't.
And the man ain't shit. And this and that and that and this.
I'm checking I vote stickers tomorrow and a couple years from now.
Oh, there we go. Hey, Deepsters. Mm-hmm. Send in a pic of your I voted sticker.
Yeah, if you do.
And I don't care if all 1,000 of you send it in. We're going to read off everyone's name.
Or the first couple that send it in, we're going to send you some stuff. Some
there you go.
Idea swag.
There you go. What did you want? First what, three?
Yeah.
First three?
Yep.
First three to send in your I voted stickers?
I mean, post a picture on our page email indeepshow@yahoo.com.
No doubt.
We'll time stamp it and whoever comes in first because, you know, it's easier.
There we go. All absolutely. Right.
Vote,
and
God
we'll,
damn it.
I guess we'll reach back out to you if we need to, if you're the one and we need your mailing address and
yep.
stuff. Yep. Vote, hey, yeah. Vote, one of the few independent podcasts out there that still gives away swag. How about that?
For free.
One of the few independent podcasts that's, well, still an independent podcast. Yeah.
Just open the PayPal, though, today. So we can do shipping. And then charge it back to you. No, I'm just kidding. I kid. Saying, hit us up.
So,
vote.
Damn it, vote, man.
I'm out of beer.
Oh, shit. The show's over. Mark's out of beer.
I'm out of beer, shit.
All right.
All right, y'all. We'll see y'all next week.
Just like this stuff.
God woke you up this morning.
I mean, fuck.
End it. He's out of beer. End it.
Dead in here going on right now.
I can't breathe.
No doubt. Definitely thank my crew for making it in here, sacrificing everything that they have to do on a weekly basis to make sure that we are here to present to you. Thank you to Miss Oni for sitting in with us.
Hey,
welcome.
Gracias, even though she gave y'all the this is my first show version, I will walk around with my voice recorder on my iPhone.
Thanks, guys.
And
thank
paste all
there.
That shit throughout the week.
Thank you. Come back next week.
It's a 7-episode
Gracias.
Show for me, people.
We love you.
You guys get once a week. I get 7 episodes. And I remember on show 6 when you had said.
Okay, I tapped out.
No.
Peters is going close.
We got to get out of here, man. We love you as always. People, go vote. And as always, in closing, we like to say,
I woke you up this morning. You can handle the rest of the bullshit.
I want all of you out of my house now. Now I want all of you out of my goddamn house. Out damn spot. You better get the fuck on out of my house, nigga. Out, goddamn it. All of you out. From now on.
Shout out to Rue Boy.